Kash Patel thought he was the only target of the Iranian hacker team. He was wrong. Very, very wrong. When they breached Israeli intelligence servers, they pulled files on multiple government officials and media personalities. As for the files on Erica Kirk, they say they will make your stomach turn. According to the files, Erica Kirk has been a Mossad agent for years, recruited and run by her own parents. She's not just compromised, she's a professional honeypot, tasked with infiltrating and compromising the US conservative movement from the inside. The files detail dozens of affairs with powerful men and women. But the worst part? The files expose a multi-year operation to smuggle her all the way into the White House. First as vice president in 2028, and then a cult detailed plan to remove the president and install her in the Oval Office as Israel's woman in the White House. If you never want to be forced to choose between a Democrat and Erica Kirk, you might want to pay attention. Before we dive in, subscribe to the channel if you haven't already, and join the People's Voice Locals community to join our incredible community, support the channel, and gain access to exclusive and uncensored content. Our last broadcast with the Iranian hacker absolutely exploded. It went mega viral across the world. Millions of views, picked up by channels everywhere, and covered by major international news outlets. In that drop, the hacker laid out exactly how the FBI covered up the assassination of Charlie Kirk. He went deep into the technical details. How Mossad remotely detonated the explosive inside Charlie's pen microphone. And how they botched the job enough that it left traceable signatures. That information was later independently verified by a former Pentagon procurement officer, who confirmed the exotic Israeli micro-explosive tech the hacker described. But the hacker says they're nowhere near finished. He says the handler hacking team is sitting on a massive trove of the darkest compromats you can imagine. Mossad files on senior FBI officials, powerful members of Congress, and players inside the current administration. And then there's Erica Kirk. He says the compromat Israel holds on her is stomach-churning. But here is where it gets difficult. It's not the usual blackmail, because he says Erica Kirk isn't just compromised, she's Mossad. Trained professional, one of their own.
Erica Kirk is not the woman you think she is. Her past is far more sinister than Charlie Kirk ever knew, even in his darkest moments. I have read the original Mossad recruitment files with my own eyes. She has been a professional honeypot for years. A trained asset deliberately planted inside the conservative movement with one clear mission: to infiltrate it, control it, and ultimately bend it to their will. She is several years older than she publicly claims. The files are brutally clear. Mossad designed a specific operation to snare Kirk. They instructed her to seduce him, marry him, manipulate him, and report every detail straight back to Tel Aviv. Charlie was never her only mark. She was running multiple high-profile targets at the same time. The compromat folders are filled with dozens of documented extramarital affairs, including several with women, all recorded, all archived. And the trafficking allegations? They're worse than you can imagine. Epstein wasn't the only one running these operations.
If you saw our breaking news video about Kash Patel's hacked emails, you already know the part the mainstream media is desperately trying to bury on behalf of Israel. Iran didn't hack Kash Patel, Iran hacked Israel. Last year, Iranian cyber operators breached Israeli intelligence networks and seized a massive trove of highly sensitive documents. Among them, explosive compromat on world leaders and US politicians. Now we know they have a file on Erica Kirk too. And according to the hack team, they have big plans for her. They plan to take her to the very top. And the plans began in September last year, just a few days after Erica Kirk was at Fort Huachuca with, wait for it, Pete Hegseth.
They didn't assassinate Charlie Kirk by some random crazy transgender lover. Mossad planned it, like a surgeon with a knife, and the planning went all the way to the top. Why? It's part of a multi-year plan. But first, they needed the grieving widow on the throne. She stepped into Charlie's seat at Turning Point USA like the script was already written. Preordained by Charlie? I'm sorry, that's bullshit. Her tears, the podcast, the sold-out arenas, all theater. Perfect, calculated theater.
According to the hacker, the files make it crystal clear. Turning Point USA was stolen from Charlie Kirk. They didn't just take the organization. They stole the entire youth movement he built with his own blood, sweat, and tears. Every late night, every campus war, every scar Charlie earned fighting for the next generation, they stole it all.
I have seen the files. Thick compromat folders Mossad keeps on half of Washington. Senators with secret sex tapes from underage honeypots. Donors with dirty little secrets that could send them to prison for decades. Mossad dangles these files like a noose. When Erica needs a door opened, these cowards open it. Dark money pours in from American shells, but the real strings lead straight back to Tel Aviv cutouts. TPUSA is no longer Charlie's youth movement. It is Israel's private army now.
What was once a genuine grassroots rebellion is now a slick weaponized machine under Erica's control. Charlie built a movement. They turned it into a Trojan horse. And the saddest part? They're still using his name as a shield while they drive the knife deeper.
2028 is coming. The ticket will form. They will shove Erica Kirk in as vice president beside Vance. Not because she earned it, but because the compromise rats are scrambling and panicking. They are deleting messages, whispering in fear, calling emergency meetings like scared dogs. To make sure the Vance Kirk ticket wins, Israel will unleash their full dirty arsenal. They will flood the swing states with sophisticated bot armies and AI-generated propaganda. They will leak damaging dirt on every serious opponent at the exact right moment. Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens, be warned, you are on their list. And here is the darkest part I have seen in the files. A false flag operation, a staged terror attack, timed just weeks before the election. Fear will sweep the country, and suddenly Erica becomes the heroic young mother who will protect America's families. The election will get a little help from algorithms, some bot swarms, and small cyber nudges in the key counties. They win clean enough that nobody can prove anything. Then the real darkness begins.
But the real darkness, the part that should terrify every one of us, is an operation that already has an official codename. The goal is simple and ruthless. Install Erica Francie Kirk in the White House, sitting behind the Resolute desk, holding the full executive power of the President of the United States, the first female president, and Israel's own asset planted at the very top. We'll lay out every chilling detail, including the false flag, right after this word from our sponsor. Think the healthiest thing in your pantry right now is some overpriced superfood? Wrong. It's actually olive oil. Yeah, that bottle you've got sitting in your cupboard isn't just for cooking, it's a weapon to help you look and feel younger inside and out. No big pharma potions, just nature's real deal. Dr. Stephen Gundry, a rogue surgeon who's done with the system, says high-quality olive oil is a game-changer. The problem is the industry is a cesspool. Nearly all brands in stores are watered-down junk, pushed for profit, not your health. Dr. Gundry has had enough. He's exposing the real truth about olive oil with a free video for viewers of this channel. He'll show you how to spot the real stuff that works wonders for your body with just a few tablespoons. This isn't hype. It's the truth they don't want you to know about. Visit getoliveone.com/TPV, the link's below. I've watched his free video and the information blew me away. If you're genuinely interested in changing your life with olive oil, go to getoliveone.com/TPV now. You won't regret it. This is critical. This is urgent. And we're not wasting one more second. Buckle up, because what you're about to hear is explosive. Israel already has a codename for the operation to install Erica Kirk in the White House.
So the final phase kicks in. I have read the contingency plans myself. They even have a name for it. Operation Widow's Crown. First, they will quietly push Vance out. They have a specific plan. Leak fresh compromat on him, real dirt mixed with deepfakes dripping with the kind of filth nobody comes back from, timed right after the inauguration. If he resists, the heart attack or stroke comes next, helped along by someone already inside his inner circle. Or, if he still won't go quietly, another lone gunman will somehow walk past every security layer again. 25th Amendment, forced resignation, impeachment theater, or a casket. They don't care how, as long as Vance is removed and Erica Kirk rises. The first woman president. smiling for the cameras while the real masters pull her strings for the next 8 years.
Since our last broadcast with the Iranian hacker, some extremely disturbing new information has surfaced that confirms even more of what he told us. 2 days before Charlie Kirk's assassination, Pete Hegseth's private plane, tail number 99-0404, was on the ground at Fort Oaxaca in Arizona, at the same time that Erica Kirk was seen with Cabot Phillips. This isn't a conspiracy theory. This is verifiable fact. What makes this especially suspicious is that Hegseth's plane carries a special intermission call sign, the kind reserved for VIPs conducting official business for the president, or the vice president of the United States. This happened on September the 8th, just 2 days before Charlie Kirk was publicly executed.
September 8th, the same day that Mitch Snow reports seeing Erica Kirk with Cabot Phillips in the lobby of the Candlewood Inn and Suites on Fort Huachuca. The next day, September 9th, Mitch Snow would report seeing Brian Harpole, who has a security firm, was working with Charlie Kirk on September 10th. Brian Harpole, who has a security company that's located just 11 minutes from the gates of Fort Huachuca. Mitch Snow says that he saw Brian Harpole coming out of a meeting with some people that appeared to be VIPs or attached to the military or attached to the United States government in some way, shape, or form. But there was this meeting that took place on the 9th. On that day, Pete Hegseth's plane, 99-0404, again with the call sign Special Air Mission SAM-702, departed Fort Huachuca, went to Fort Bliss, through Fort Bliss, and then ended up back into the D.C. area.
Then, 1 month after the assassination on October the 10th, just days after investigators exposed the AES plant as the site of a secret DOD contract for the exact type of micro-explosives needed to blow up a lapel microphone, Hegseth's plane just so happened to fly directly over the AES plant right after it mysteriously exploded, killing dozens of employees. What are the odds?
The DOD orders this small amount of explosives from this AES manufacturing facility, and it blows up. There are no survivors. 30 days after Charlie Kirk is murdered by way, in my opinion, of an exploding lavalier microphone.
That blast was so powerful it registered as a small earthquake and was felt more than 20 miles away. Investigators now say the explosive started inside a building where workers were making commercial explosive charges. We've just learned here tonight that that building where this all happened did not have any working sprinklers or fire protection systems.
And Pete Hegseth's plane, tail number 99-0404, call sign SAM-112, especially Special Air Mission, doing business for the president or the vice president, had gone from D.C. to Fort Huachuca, and then on its way at just the right time, just in the nick of time, was able to reduce its speed and reduce its altitude to take a little flight over AES, which had just exploded, killing all of the employees that were inside, that had a DOD contract for $500,000 for a small amount of explosives that would be sufficient for a shape charge that could go inside of a weaponized, exploding, road brand, tempered black glass lavalier microphone. So was Pete Hegseth aboard that plane? Was somebody aboard that plane being ordered by Pete Hegseth to fly over the AES plant to observe it, to make sure that it was sufficiently destroyed? These things aren't something that Candace Owens or Stu Peters are dreaming up. You can verify them for yourself. So while Alex Jones is calling her demonic and evil, and while everyone is attacking Mitch Snow and trying to discredit the idea that there were planes there, now we know that not only were there military planes there, but that Pete Hegseth's jet was at Fort Huachuca in the 2 days leading up to Charlie Kirk's death under Special Air Mission SAM-702. That's where it was. And then on the day that the AES plant exploded, that plane had descended on its way from Fort Huachuca back to DC in a little nice little scenic detour, descended and lowered its speed over the AES plant that blew up, killing everybody inside of it. We have some questions.
This is a red alert. If you're digging into dangerous topics online, you need to anonymize yourself. The VPNs you thought were your shield, your last line of defense against government and corporate surveillance, have already been hijacked. One Tel Aviv-based company with a long history of distributing malware has quietly bought up nearly all of the biggest VPNs on the planet. ExpressVPN, CyberGhost, private internet access, the list goes on. And the people they hire? Not random techies, not privacy activists, but veterans of Israel's most notorious intelligence units, Unit 8200, the cyber warfare arm behind some of the world's most advanced spying tools. And the Dovdidin unit, infiltration experts turned executives. That's why VP.net was built to solve this urgent problem, using zero-trust architecture and next-gen cryptography to shut their digital lives forever. It's not just another VPN with clever marketing. It's trustless by design, meaning even if they wanted to spy on you, they couldn't. Even if somebody holds a gun to their head, they can't hand anything over. Check it out at vp.net/TPV. Built on zero-knowledge cryptography, Intel SGX secure enclaves, and open source that you can audit yourself, it's mathematically impossible to log or leak your data. No Mossad backdoors, no compromise, no hidden hands. Just pure verifiable privacy. This is how we fight back. Not with fear, but with technology that works for us, not against us. Go to vp.net/TPV and close Big Brother's eyes for good.